Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Bert Show.
Carly here wants to be on the voice disguiser for good reason. A lot of businesses are making cuts right now, big time. Mm-hmm. And you would think, like, the timing of it has always, like, been a little strange to me. Like, why wait until, like, a week before Christmas?
It's the new year.
I guess you got to wait until the new year, but can't you do it on, like, December 3rd or something?
I don't know what's better or worse, because you want people to get their paychecks for as long as they can.
Yeah.
Give them the action at the beginning of December and give them 2 weeks severance or something.
You got to be off the books by January 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sucks.
It does.
Well, Carly here says that she's got some job security and her boss doesn't even know about it. She wants to obviously be on the voice disguiser. So here we are. Hey, Carly.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
So, yeah, my company, there are rumors that there are going to be some layoffs because they're really trying to cut back. And so they're thinking it's going to be, well, they're saying maybe Wednesday. They're going to start to do the first round of cuts.
Mm.
So I've been with this company for a while, and I have a couple of coworkers that are really close with me. I'm sorry, I'm just so nervous. And so today we're going to go in, me and this other woman, and we're going to we'll see my our district manager, used to be my direct supervisor. And I have something incriminating that could jeopardize his marriage. And I was going to basically go in there and say I want to be insured that my job is safe. Me and the other coworker.
Okay, we need some specifics here.
We went on a work kind of outing, And one night we were at this bar restaurant and a bunch of people left, and I was with two other people and we were about to go. But then we said, you know what, why don't we, there's like a little loungy part in the back, let's just kind of go over there and have a couple more. So we were there and this person, this manager, he ended up staying, I guess. He was just sitting at the bar and he started talking to this woman who was there. And, you know, over the next couple of hours, he got really flirty, and he ended up leaving with her. And we have some pictures of just, I don't want to get too specific, but just it's pretty obvious that something's going on, that they did at least walk out to the parking lot maybe together, but very touchy-feely.
Mm-hmm.
Type pictures.
He's not going to care. There's nothing really incriminating there.
But
you don't know his wife.
I mean, how bad is it?
I mean, there's one picture where his hand is on her, like on her leg, her inner thigh, and she had a skirt on. So he's leaning and talking to her, but his hand is, you know, going up her inner thigh. you know, shit.
That's pretty
like
bad.
Yep.
You know, I'm nothing with them kissing, but leaning in really, really close, you know, and then he's helping put on her jacket and you know, has his arm around her. Mm. And no, it there's definitely, you could see that there's something.
There's some chemistry there.
Yeah.
Mm.
Sounds like such a made-for-TV movie type thing. You know, well, you don't ever really think that blackmail is happening in real life, you know?
Here's the question. How many other people in the office know about this? Because I feel like this information is only really good for blackmail if it's only yours. I mean, if he has to make a lot of different cuts, but then the whole department's coming in to try to blackmail him, like, he's still going to have to cut some people.
Only three of us know about it, and it's not like we had planned to use this or anything. It just, we started taking pictures of each other and then noticed he was in the background, and we were getting really drunk, and we just said, oh, and we just start snapping pictures every now and then. It's three people, including me. So me and two other women. And one woman, she's not sure yet, but she definitely doesn't want to walk into the office with us. She's just really freaked out about it. And I am, too. I just feel, I'm just so scared about losing my job. I mean, I don't know what
you're desperate.
I'll do. And I have another friend who used to work for the mayor, and he hasn't been able to get work. He got laid off, and he hasn't been able to get work for a year, and he has a master's degree.
Well, the only thing you have to think about is like two or three steps ahead, because, okay, say you blackmail him and you keep your job through the holidays or through this firing time. Like, how is the work environment going to be after that when you still have to go to work with
him? Doesn't matter. She's still getting a check.
At this point, I mean...
He's not my direct supervisor anymore. He's been promoted. So he's still...
I'm just saying, in January, you can come up with some other reason to let you go.
He's going
to
want those pictures. He's going to go, okay, this one-time deal.
Mm-hmm.
At least this is how I would see it going down on Lifetime Network. Right. He's going to want the pictures in exchange for doing this, so you can never blackmail him ever again.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not. I wouldn't give up pictures. I mean, I want to be able to leave this company when I get another job, when I want to. You know, not, I don't want to buy myself 2 months.
Hey, Kanika, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. I love your guys' show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I work in HR in a company here, mm-hmm. and all I wanted to say to this lady is that if you're working for a DM or whoever, they're told a specific name to cut you off. They don't just choose a random person to lay off. So if you go in and have this story for that person, they're still going to lay you off. And you might even get in trouble yourself for bringing this up.
So it might not, is it, do you know for sure it's his direct decision on who stays and who goes?
I don't think it's his direct decision. And I've definitely thought about what that caller said, that there are a lot of factors, but he has great influence on, you know, on, I believe, who stays and who doesn't. And I don't think he's going to want to come forth with that with anyone. You know, I don't think he's going to say, hey, Bob, I don't know what to do because, you know, someone has these pictures. You know, I don't think he's going to want anyone to know about that. So I think he'll try, you know, as hard as he can to come up with some reason why he can't, you know, mm-hmm. let us go.
Go ahead, Melissa.
Yeah, it's devil's advocate. I mean, again, moral issue, whether she should do it or not, but here's a situation we're in this country where so many people are losing their jobs, and like she said, so many people, so you lose your job at one company before, then you might be able to get something, even if it's part-time, but that is not the case that we're in right now. So even if, like you said, Jen, the work environment, well, at least she's still getting a paycheck and has insurance, you know what I mean? So for some people, that it may be, even though she may get laid off anyway, why not try to save your job? I'm just devil's advocate, just asking.
Hey, Kirsten, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. I was just going to say that what if the boss is on the chopping block, too? I mean, I would assume he's not the be-all, end-all, so what if he's on the chopping block?
Then what difference does it make? Like, he's the guy who's
in... Because if you weren't on the chopping block, he's going to make sure you are now.
Well, not if you got the pictures.
Yeah. Not if you have the pictures. Why would he do that?
Can't. That's the only thing she's got.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he wouldn't even then he might say, like, then he would go to his supervisors and go, hey, you know what? That list I gave you, we got to move a couple people off it because I was wrong.
I'd have to see the pictures, but the case that you're stating for the pictures right now, at least what I have in my mind, he could just go to his wife and go, look, I just got to be honest with you. One night I got buzzed with a whole bunch of workers and I didn't go over the line, but I think I was inappropriate with one of my coworkers. And there were some pictures taken. She's going to get mad at him. They're going to be mad at each other for 3 days, and then it's over. It's not like you know he's having an affair.
Depends on how many pictures there are.
And I'd have to see him, too. Mm-hmm. But at least what you're saying here, the way the picture that she painted, doesn't sound devastating.
It's not concrete enough.
Right.
And hand going up the skirt and then leaving together, pretty intense.
Is blackmail illegal?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. When are you supposed to do this?
Unless you're one of the major car companies.
What's that? When are you going to do this?
We're going to do it today.
Today?
Yeah.
I have a suggestion. Is it wrong for me to give you a suggestion on how to do it?
No, yeah, sure.
Because my suggestion wouldn't be, because you said you were going to march into his office.
Yeah, and it wasn't a coworker. It was just a woman who was at the bar. You know, she looked like kind of a business type woman. Maybe she was traveling or something on a, for work.
So it's nobody. It's not somebody you know.
No.
Okay.
See, my thought is, don't walk into the.
I mean, that would be even better because that person could maybe say that,
But you don't have that.
There was something going on, But no, it's just a random woman. So what were you going to tell me?
I was going to say I wouldn't walk into the office. Mm-hmm. I would write a strongly worded email. And attach one of the photographs, the most incriminating, mm-hmm. and say, and maybe even print it out so there's nothing like in the email system, and take it to him, and then go in there and just say, hey, the email was from me and Melissa. Don't put your names on it or anything like that. Because
I wouldn't put anything in an email.
No, I wouldn't either. Put it in writing and then go in there and say, hey, this is from me and Melissa. Don't put your name on it. Because if you go in there in person, then he can start threatening and talk. You can end up fired right away. But if you give it to him in writing and he's got to sit on it and he doesn't know who it is.
Are you giving her blackmail advice? I'm just trying to figure out exactly what's going on here.
Yeah, I asked you if I could beforehand.
Yeah, he says, is it okay for me to give advice on how to do it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I think if you go in there right away, his gut reaction might be to, bye-bye, fire you immediately without.
It's true.
And then deal with the consequences afterwards. But if he has to sit on it for a few hours, that's when the full repercussions start to pop into his mind.
Let's talk to you tomorrow morning after you go in the office today and find out how it went.
Okay.
Okay.
Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
The Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.